Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you're listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today is Tuesday, and we're coming to you with Strengthening the Families. And our topic on today is, where has the love gone? Should a person stay or be in a relationship out of duty and obligation? There was a time that marriages were arranged by elders and parents of our families, and you were expected to comply to the demands of your parents, regardless of how you felt about the other individual, nor was it important that you had plans of your own. While some cultures still maintain this as an honorable way of choosing a mate, most people are allowed to seek and find the person that they desire to commit themselves to marriage. However, there are many couples who live, eat, and sleep together, even have had children together, yet there is little or no love or endearment towards their spouse. They simply have resigned themselves to a loveless relationship. What can they do to find or regain happiness? This topic is really about marriage and relationships. And even if you're not married, hopefully you'll be able to share it with someone in your family that is married And the first thing I'm going to tell you is you need to get some help. Amen. Praise God. Don't stay in a relationship and just be miserable. There are things that you can do to help yourself and your marriage relationship. You know, the Bible clearly tells us that if a man be pleased to stay with a woman, even if he's an unbeliever, let him continue to dwell with her. And the same thing that if a woman is content to stay with her husband and he's a non-believer, I mean not a Christian, and he or she is content to abide with you, let them abide. But that doesn't mean that you have to continue to stay in a relationship and you're no longer emotionally tied or you're no longer in love with that individual. Now, I'm not saying leave them. I'm not saying divorce them. What I am saying is today we want to look at some alternatives to just being there, amen, in a house with another individual, amen, that's almost become a sister or a brother to you because there's no intimacy at all. First thing, again, is get some help. Seek some help. And there's numerous ways that you can get help. You can start off getting help by, amen, praise God, talking to a counselor. That counselor could be a pastor of your local church or assembly, amen, or someone professional. Now, I know most people, they don't want church folks in their business. I understand that. But if you are attending a church and you are a member there, amen, praise God, you should have a trusted relationship with that leader, that if you are in trouble, you could be able to go to them for counsel. And if they are not able to give you counsel, they should be able to refer you to somebody that does. I'm really, really grateful that in our ministry, our Oasis Fellowship, there are two individuals that I know, amen, praise God, both are operating as licensed marriage counselors, which means they have went to school, amen, praise God, got certified, got a degree, amen, praise God, and they're both Christians. And, you know, both of them are pastor's wives because they wanted to reach out, amen, praise God, help not only the women in their congregation, but women, you know, everywhere. And I have had one, had the opportunity to have one on Blog Talk Radio previously, amen, praise God, on Strengthening the Family and the Woman to Woman's broadcast. So, amen, praise God. I myself have been to marriage counseling. I have also talked with clergy many times. And when I say talk, I'm not talking about gossiping. I'm talking about you need to sit with someone that can really get to the root of the problem, amen, praise God, on why, amen, there's no longer any feeling of intimacy or, amen, the love has been cut off, shut off, withdrawn between you and your spouse. Some people say it's age. But I know a lot of people, I have been blessed to see it in my family, and I know other people that have been married 30, 40, 50 years, some even longer, and they still are in love with one another. My grandparents got remarried when my grandmother was over 60, 70, probably 70 years old because they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary by renewing their vows. And, you know, people were really questioning why they wanted to do that. And my grandmother said, you know, she felt it was time that they recommitted themselves one to another publicly. And they had been married 50 years, okay? So, you know, a lot of problems dealing with relationships is, number one, a lack of communication. The person feels that, you know, you no longer are interested in what is important to them. Okay, that's male and female. When we cease to talk to one another and when we cease to be concerned about, well, what makes the other individual that we are committed to happy, we're going to have a breakdown in our relationships, and this is a main one. Amen. People just go their separate ways. You know, I'm going to do what I like. You do what you like. Okay, amen. And so then, amen, you know, everybody's doing their own thing, but you're not doing anything together. Well, the whole purpose to me of being with somebody, amen, praise God, is because I want to have companionship. I, you know, it's not always sexual, but sex does have a lot to do with it. But for a lot of people, especially women, because let me tell you, the majority of women don't marry for sex. The majority of women marry because they want to spend eternity with somebody. They want to have a lifelong commitment. They want security. Amen. Praise God. They have no problem with being with one person the rest of their life, like a lot of men do. Amen. What they want is to know that someone is going to be there for them, to appreciate them. They want to have somebody to do things with. One of the biggest complaints that I see a lot of women, especially, you know, our young women, is the husbands don't want to do anything. They don't want to spend any time with them. Well, you did it for you got them. Amen, praise God. You was taking her out on dates. Amen, praise God. You was making an effort to win her because you knew that somebody else could come along and snatch her or him away. But see, when we get in a lot of these relationships a lot of times and we do make a commitment, we cease to care about how that other person feels or even making an effort to make them happy. It's one thing, amen, praise God, to do nothing to try to please your spouse. And then it's another thing when you try to make an effort and things just don't work out. A lot of big hindrances is finances. You may be going through some rough times in your life and not have the money to do the things for your spouse that you desire to, but there's nothing wrong with the simple pleasures of life, like walking to the park, amen, or taking a stroll on a cool evening day, or, amen, watching the sunset. I still can remember, amen, praise God, in both of my relationships where I was married, I still remember, amen, going to the drive-in movies. I remember watching the sunset, amen, praise God. I remember bike riding, being on a motorcycle with my children's father. That I don't really want to do anymore, but I remember that's what he loved. He loves motorcycles even to this day, and he's in his 60s. He likes to ride with a motorcycle group, and, you know, and he was all excited about taking me on a motorcycle ride. I mean, there's just a lot of things that you can do together. You know, I one of the things I enjoyed was going to the carnivals and, you know, playing the different games. And I remember, you know, the guys be trying to win teddy bears, the big ones, the, you know, just something to show you that they appreciated you being with them, you know, or even, amen, going out and having an ice cream float, amen, a banana split, you know, simple little things. But now I'm going to just tell you, a lot of times, we want too much. Even I see some of these young women that, you know, go out on dates, they got to go to the most expensive restaurant, you know, and just some of the simple things, you know, you don't have to take a cruise. How about renting a canoe, amen, and taking a paddle or even getting one of those paddle boats, amen, at the carnival or at the park, and just taking your lady out for a cool evening on the paddle boat. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something that just every woman just about loves. Even if you sound like a frog, women mostly love to be serenaded. You know what that means? Sing to her. Sing to her. Amen, praise God. You can sound, amen, praise God, awful. But to her is music to her ears. Amen. Especially if you know what your lady likes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Serenade her. Amen. Sing those songs. And if you can't sing, if you truly sound that bad, I'm going to tell you, amen, go get one of her favorite recording artists. My parents, amen, we still know, my daughter and I know, my parents in a ballroom, and their favorite song was by Natalie Cole's father. I can't think of the man's name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. And my dad liked Sam Cooke, okay? And he had other favorites, but those were songs I can still hear in my head, you know, the songs that my mother, every time my daughter and I hear this song now, we think about my parents, my grandparents. I never heard my father sing it to my mother, but my mother used to talk about this was the song that they danced to when they were young. Okay? Amen. Praise God. See, this is what's happening. We've taken the romance out of our lives. Okay? Do you know that many times these relationships, they start off with no romance? They are done out of duty. Okay? Sometimes you wound up getting married to somebody because, amen, you had a child with them. Well, if it wasn't love, it was definitely lust and passion. Okay? You got into an intimate relationship with that person. You all decided to get married, raise that family, that child, and then, amen, you stop caring one for another. Amen, praise God. Sometimes there's some resentment, there's some bitterness there on the behalf. I got forced to get married. I got forced to give up my dreams. No, you don't have to give up your dreams, okay? You may have to postpone them for the sake of the job, but you didn't have to give up going to college or getting your medical degree or your lawyer's degree or your bachelor's degree. No, you didn't have to give that up, but you do have a responsibility to care for your child, amen, and the child's mother. And a lot of women, they're angry because, you know, they found themselves pregnant at a time when they had other plans for their life. They had dreams. They had ambitions. And, you know, now they feel they're stuck, and they get mad. They get angry. They get resentful with that man because he doesn't make them feel important or acknowledge the fact that, you know, they have given up their life for what they wanted to do to help raise a family. But let me tell you something. Amen, praise God. Time stands still for no one. Children get older, grow up. I ain't talking about in college. I'm talking about when they start going to kindergarten, school all day. Mom, go enroll yourself back in school. If you had the dreams and ambitions of working in a particular career or, you know, doing something that, you know, you truly love, being a nurse or, amen, praise God, an administrator, even having your own business. And you can still do all those things and have a family and have love in your life. But see, here's the key, number two. When people are unhappy, they will make other people that are around them miserable. Yes, you will. Okay, I'm not happy. Ain't nobody else gonna be happy either. So, amen. Their breeds resentment because even if the spouse was willing to try to make the relationship work, because it does take two. Marriage ain't no 50-50, baby. Okay, sometimes there's going to be some 90-10. Sometimes there's going to be some 60-40. Sometimes there's going to be some 80-20. But you very seldom find it where it's always, you know, people giving a half and half. Some people give their all to try to make a relationship work, and it still doesn't because the other partner doesn't care anymore. They're not, amen, applying, trying to make the relationship work. And that's when, amen, praise God, you really need to discern and evaluate that marriage and that relationship and find out Is it a total waste? Is it a total loss? Do you need to move on? Or are there still some things that, amen, you can do to rekindle? Because let me tell you something. Amen. Marriages can be rekindled. Amen. Love can be rekindled. You know, amen, if that person had feelings for you, I would stay and work at finding out if those feelings can be rekindled. Amen. Can you do something? And the first thing, you know, you need to find out what it is that that person needs. What they may have needed when they was 20, 30 years old, they may need. They're more mature now. Amen. Praise God. They may need something more than you taking them to the movies, amen, and buying some popcorn. You got a mature woman on your hand. You got a mature man on your hand. They may want to do more, amen, praise God, or want you to prove more than you, amen, praise God, of buying them some flowers or getting them some candy, amen. They may want you to spend that extra money, amen, because they see you take money to buy the things that you want, and they feel insignificant and unimportant because you never, amen, spend money on them to show them materially that they have value. See, in any relationship, the person has to feel that they're valuable to you, that they're an asset, not a liability, but I'm an asset. Amen, praise God. I'm not your slave, okay? I'm a handmaiden of the Lord. And women, amen, these men, amen, you got to stop just looking at them as a provider and as a father. Oh, you know, you need to look at them as men have tremendous egos. And if you learn how to stroke that ego, baby, if you learn how to encourage that man and make him feel like he's the king, he means the world to you. You know, you really just, it don't take a whole lot for a lot of men, and that's why they get involved in these outside relationships, because some woman comes along and begins to talk to them in a sweet way, where you may be providing the home, and you may be, amen, taking care of all of his material needs by helping to work. He got a place to come in, sleep, lay his head. Amen, praise God. But, amen, there's no passion in the relationship anymore. This is why a lot of men fall by the wayside, because they're looking for some passion. They're looking for some woman to blow their head up and tell them, ain't nobody like you. You the first, you the last, and you the only. Okay? Amen. It may not be the truth, but that's what they want. Okay? And women, they love to be, amen, made to feel special, made to feel unique, made to feel important. Amen, praise God. You can shower a woman with affection and she'll melt like butter, the majority of them. And this is why a lot of women get caught in adulterous relationships, because the husband, amen, has forgotten how to romance his wife. He don't say sweetheart, darling, baby boo, amen, any of that stuff no more. Honey, okay, he talks down to his wife, or he don't barely talk at all, okay, amen, you don't hold hands, you don't hug, you don't remember the last time you even received a kiss other than a peck on the cheek. You have no passion in your relationship, and that will cause a relationship to die quickly, amen, praise God. Even when you're afflicted, I have seen people that have been sick in their bodies, and that husband or that wife sits there by themselves. Amen, praise God. Sit there many times when other family members won't even show up, because that's somebody they care about, somebody they love. And a lot of times, if that person leaves, amen, praise God, leaves this earth, they soon follow, because they have lost something that cannot be replaced. You better hear me on today. Children don't replace it. Friends don't replace it. Job don't replace it. I know what I'm talking about, because love is irreplaceable. There is no greater, amen, emotion than the gift of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave, and he gave his only begotten Son, that we should not perish, but we should have everlasting eternal life. Amen. In a relationship where there's love, baby, you're going to do a whole lot of giving. You better hear me. You got to give some time. You got to give up yourself. You better understand what I'm saying. Amen. You can't keep putting other people and other things first in your relationship if you want it to last. Let me talk to all of you church folks, especially you that are in leadership, the fivefold leadership. Nothing and nobody comes ahead of your marriage other than God. Not the church, not the ministry, not your family, not your mama, your daddy, not even your children are to come ahead of your spouse. And when I say church and ministry, I'm talking about just that. I'm not talking about the personal time that you spend with God. I've heard people say, and I had said it at one time to my husband, well, you knew I was a pastor when you married me. You knew I was preaching when you married me. Don't think I'm going to stop just because I married you. Oh, how naive and foolish we can be, because a lot of times it may require that you stop. It may require that you slow down. Amen. So if you don't want to do that, don't get married. Don't tell the other person, you shouldn't have married me. No, you shouldn't have married them, because you knew that you weren't willing to give a full commitment to that individual. You knew that you were going to be selfish, because that's what you are with your time, okay, where you spend more time praying and talking to other folks than you spend talking to your own mate. Oh, I could talk about it, baby, because I did it. I was dumb, stupid, and didn't know no better, and wasn't nobody teaching like I'm teaching now. And by the time I started hearing what I needed to hear, and praise God, my marriage relationship was already broken down and dysfunctional, okay? So let me tell you, a lot of times, amen, praise God, we can avoid hardship. We can avoid disaster. If you see a sign say detour, why would you stay on that street? Because no matter how good it looks right now, when you get down there, some road construction going on, there's going to be some, amen, some hard, amen, patches that you're going to have to go over, and even places where you wouldn't even be able to travel through because it's all towed up. Oh, and a lot of us, we're not talking about it, but you know your marriage is all towed up, okay? So what you going to do about it? You're going to let it sit there and die? Amen? Praise God. You're going to keep wearing a smile on your face while your heart is breaking? Or are you going to do something about it, okay? Let me give you some helpful hints. First, get you some resources. Amen? Praise God. There's plenty of movies out, but I do love the Kindred Brothers. Amen. I love that war room movie, because you're going to have to go into some war, amen, for your marriage. You're going to have to fight if you want your marriage to survive. And then, praise God, let me tell you, there's something else. Amen, praise God. There's the movie Courageous, telling men how you need to step it up, brother. Amen, praise God. Stop putting your job and, amen, praise God, and your friends first, and put that woman first in Jesus' mighty name. And then, amen, praise God, there's books. I love The Power of a Praying Wife by Stormy O. Martin. I have read this book, and I tell you, amen, it's got some stuff about the work he needs to do and the work you need to do. Amen, praise God. And how you can learn more about his priorities and his attitude and restoring his reputation. And, okay, and then there's a book by Dennis Rainey called Lonely Husbands, Lonely Wives, Rekindling Intimacy in Every Marriage. See, amen, you got the resource. Amen. Look out. Get some information that's going to help bring some passion and some intimacy